The content of the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Show. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately. Focus on Females does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on the radio show. Reliance on any information provided by Focus on Females or others appearing on the show at the invitation of Focus on Females is solely at your own risk. Now, it's time for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Here, we create clarity out of confusion and guide you through today's healthcare maze. Each week, we'll focus on a different medical topic with a guest expert answering your questions. Future topics and guests can be seen at www.focusonfemales.com. Call in between 12:30 and 1 p.m. on Sundays and present your case to our experts. To get involved with today's clinic, call now in Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Be proactive with your health. We're here to focus on you. And now, our host, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
All right, the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is on, and we thank you for listening once again. Today, we're tackling osteoarthritis, also known as degenerative arthritis, with guest expert, rheumatologist Dr. Harris McIlwain. But first, this radio show and the free annual Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium, now the largest in the country with 1,800 women, is supported by the not-for-profit Focus on Females Education Foundation, whose mission is to create an interactive, dynamic, community-based healthcare safety net, making you an expert on your personal medical needs. The result? Better partnering with your existing doctor, leading to more effective office visits, faster results, and a reduced economic burden of avoidable medical and emergency care. We save lives and protect families through health education. And I'd like to announce that our registration page is open on our website for the upcoming symposium, which is March 27th. Just a couple months away, and if you go to focusonfemales.com, and on the upper right-hand corner, you left-click the registration tab, you'll go right to the registration page. Now, it's important to go to that registration page and to register yourself so you can reserve the seats in the seminars that you're interested in hearing. There is a limited capacity there, so it's important for us to know what classes, what seminars you're interested in hearing. And let's run down quickly what's already scheduled for that day, March 27th. In addition to the healthcare screenings and the fitness classes and the wellness massages, here are the medical topics: cardiac disease, colon cancer, cervical ovarian and uterine cancer, nutrition and cancer prevention, obesity in women, migraines and other headaches, fertility and family, menopause, bladder incontinence, financial wellness, osteoporosis, sleep disorders, breast cancer, dry eye, skin cancer, diabetes, raising your child without going crazy, and allergies and asthma. Our keynote speaker is Dr. Judy Genshaf, USF president, and our MC will be Stacy Scheibel, who is our honorary chair. And of course, we all know Stacy as the News Channel 8 news anchor. So go right to focusonfemales.com and register if you will. Today, osteoarthritis. And again, it's great to have you back with us, Harris McIlwain is here. And Harris, we've done a show. We did a show. I guess it was last year, perhaps, on fibromyalgia.
Right.
And that was an excellent show. And again, we got great feedback on that. I want to thank you for that show. And again, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Dr. McElwain is a board-certified rheumatologist and geriatric medicine specialist with the Tampa Medical Group, one of the largest rheumatology practices in Florida. Dr. McElwain has written 26 health books, including Diet for a Pain-Free Life, The Fibromyalgia Handbook, Reversing Osteopenia, Pain-Free Arthritis, and Pain-Free Back. Harris is the father of six children, two daughters, Dr. Laura Cruz and Dr. Kimberly Smith, both are rheumatologists, and son Dr. Michael McElwain is a pediatric dentist, and daughter Gina McElwain is a chef, graduating from Le Cordon Bleu. He also coaches youth soccer, including a national championship team, and congratulations with that. Okay, so there's a lot of rheumatology in the family.
Yes, there is.
And so we therefore expect to hear some pearls of wisdom today. All right, let's start with this. Arthritis. And by the way, before we do get started, let me remind everybody listening today to please call in, whether it be for yourself or a loved one, neighbor, friend, coworker, or other. Our phone number here is 289-1860. That's 289-1860. Outside of Hillsborough County, it's area code, or excuse me, toll free, 877-969-8600. Once again, 877-969-8600. So arthritis, let's just begin with that broad category. Arthritis, inflammation of a joint? Anything else that...
It is. The definition of arthritis is pain, swelling, stiffness, inflammation in or around the joints that don't go away. So if you have pain or stiffness that doesn't go away after a few days, it's not just the weakened excessive use, and it's probably worthwhile to look at it. The reason being two things. We can do so much to make it feel better so you can get around and do things you want to do. That pain and swelling and the stiffness in the morning can get better. But even more important to us is making sure that 1 year and 5 years and 10 years from now, the joints are feel good and you can get around and do the things you want to do still then.
And after all, since we're right now talking in generalities, a pain, stiff, swollen joint, for example, if it's one joint, it may be something else like an infection, for example.
Correct. There are many types of arthritis, over 100 kinds. And although the most common kind by far is osteoarthritis, there are many that can be very specifically treated, prevented, and most types of arthritis today can actually be prevented from doing long-term permanent damage and crippling. Even the severe types of arthritis we have such excellent treatments for that we now are seeing very much fewer patients that have permanent damage.
But as a general rule, if you wind up waking up one morning with a pain, swollen, stiff joint, doesn't get better in a day or so, that should be looked at.
At least in a day or so. If it's sudden and severe, probably ought to look at it that day. But
Okay. If
over the next few days it doesn't seem to get better or there are a number of joints involved, absolutely check with your doctor.
Okay. Now, let's kind of hone in on osteoarthritis. You mentioned it. It's the most common cause of arthritis. Now, does that tend to be in the middle-aged on up age groups?
Well, osteoarthritis has a lot of stereotypes. It's the stereotype of the old age arthritis, your grandmother's knees, an athlete that's been injured in the knee. And although most people with osteoarthritis begin to feel symptomatic after age 50, it's very common to happen earlier. It's not just for old people. There are even some types of arthritis that are more common in women, tend to run in the women's side of the family, that happen in the 20s and 30s ages and affect mainly the hands. That's useful information because when we find that, we can pretty much assure that patient that while it's bothering their hands, it's probably not going to be one of those generalized severe crippling arthritis in all the joints. And there still is so much you can do. The earlier you catch it, the more effective the treatment is.
Now, osteoarthritis could it be looked at as a layer, or maybe arthritis itself could be looked at as a layered disease whereby if you have, say, rheumatoid arthritis or other arthritis earlier in life, as you get older, you can also get a component of osteoarthritis on top of that or in addition to that.
Definitely. It's very common to have more than one type of arthritis. And for an arthritis that does damage to the cartilage, whether it's an athletic injury, whether you tear a meniscus and surgery removes that cartilage. If you have rheumatoid arthritis and it does permanent damage to the cartilage, then you're losing cartilage, the joints become less efficient, and yes, you then get an osteoarthritis that may not be the primary event, but it's still there, and that can cause similar pain, swelling, stiffness. A lot of times the joint or joints affected happen to be those that allow us to be active, like your knees, your hips, your back, your hands. And so in that case, it's even more of a problem for function.
So can osteoarthritis be thought of as a repetitive action arthritis?
It's one of the causes. For instance, athletic injury, walking, even those who work really hard with their hands for a number of years tend to get more arthritis in their hands and fingers. Those that walk a lot, sometimes it's been thought that paratroopers, people who do a lot of jumping, but it probably has to do with how much injury there is. Some people's joints can tolerate a huge amount of trauma and repetitive use, and some less.
So there is some genetic variation in how much one can tolerate before the developing arthritis in the joint.
Definitely, and osteoarthritis, along with other kinds of arthritis, tend to have a genetic component. So you'll notice that your mother or grandmother may have had it. It's very common to run on the women's side of the family.
I remember reading about the new arthritis. I think it was referred to as like the PDA arthritis. Everybody using their thumbs on their handheld devices.
Exactly. The thumbs have arthritis, including some pain in the tendons and causing trigger finger, and which is a tendonitis, but also arthritis at the base of the thumb and in the fingers that causes stiffness and harder to use the hands.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's see, does diet affect arthritis and the pain that's derived from that arthritis?
We believe diet can make a very big difference in arthritis in several ways. First, if you have arthritis in the knees or the back or the hips, losing weight of even 10 pounds can make a huge difference in pain. We find with certain diets that include foods that decrease pain and inflammation, the pain-free diet is the way that we find it useful. And taking out foods that increase pain and inflammation, within a few weeks, you can actually have less pain in the knees, the hips, the back, as you lose weight. And both of those processes, lower pain, lower inflammation, you can suddenly feel better, walk better, do things you couldn't do before.
And that could apply to almost any joint in the body, even the neck, perhaps?
Absolutely. When the process of inflammation and pain begins to be improved with the change in the foods and your diet, the pain everywhere gets better. Hands, wrists, elbows, shoulders, knees, ankles, feet. We find people take less medication. People with rheumatoid arthritis have less inflammation, take less medicine. People with osteoarthritis in the knees and back and hips do very much better as they follow the diet, do their exercises, which we can talk about, and improve their pain.
Okay, so right before the break, let me clarify one point. So there are two issues regarding to diet and arthritis. One is just if a person is obese, overweight, then that could impact the level of arthritis. In addition to just carrying all that extra weight, there are specific foods, for example, that one could take that could either exacerbate or ameliorate your arthritis.
Right. The excess body weight creates more inflammation. The chemicals that cause pain and swelling, inflammation, are increased. So if you lose that weight, that goes away. And then secondarily, separate from that, providing your body with foods that lower inflammation chemicals makes the pain get better.
All right. Quick break. We'll be right back with more on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
The Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Call now in Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, 877-969-8600. More in a few moments.
Are you underpaid or underappreciated in your current position? Spend too much time out of town or on the road? You love selling, but maybe you feel your career is in a rut. It could be what you're selling or who you work for. Now's the time to do something about it. Hi, I'm Barb Yoder, General Sales Manager at Salem Communications. Salem Tampa is looking for a confident, assertive person to join our marketing team and be an MVP to the business communities we serve. When you work with Salem Communications, you represent the top nationally syndicated talk show hosts on our four-station radio cluster. Salem is the top conservative values radio broadcaster, providing a financially rewarding, high-integrity work culture. Are you service-oriented? Do you enjoy making a difference for your customers? If you want the opportunity to work for a values-based company with serious income potential, send your resume to me at barb@salemtampa.com. That's barb@salemtampa.com. Salem Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
This radio healthcare program is brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 5th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, March 27, 2010, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida 33679-2702. Thank you.
Do your eyes have a foreign body sensation or are scratchy and sandy? Do they burn, sting, or itch, or are heavy and tired? Maybe your eyes are sensitive to light or your eyelids achy and sore. Have you seen countless doctors and still can't find relief? Have they told you, sorry, but you'll have to live with this and nothing can be done for you? Well, first, it's likely you suffer from dry eye. And second, don't stand for those answers anymore. Just because someone else doesn't understand your dry eye problems, go to the only eye doctor in Central Florida that specializes exclusively in dry eye and related diseases. Meet with Dr. Stephen Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where you will be given up to 2 hours of face-to-face time with the doctor to get at the root cause of your dry eye pain, fluctuating vision, and redness, plus begin targeted therapy right away. Haven't you waited long enough?
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Today we're discussing osteoarthritis with guest expert rheumatologist Dr. Harris McElwain of the Tampa Medical Clinic. And on the line is Janice. Janice from Tampa, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Thank you.
And I know that after you get off this call, you're going to go to your computer and go on our registration page and sign up for the big symposium coming up in March.
I will.
Excellent. We'll look forward to seeing you there.
Okay.
How can we help you today, Janice?
I have arthritis of the knees, and I've heard that exercise would really help, but it's hard for me to get started because it hurts when I walk. And I just wondered what kind of other treatments Dr. McElwain would suggest or what he would tell me to do.
How old are you, and how long have you had the arthritis for?
I'm 45, and I've had it for a couple years.
Okay. Harris?
Well, the exercises are very, very important to do two things. The exercises make the muscles that support the joints stronger, and they keep the joints flexible and limber. So if you can do exercises, you get benefit in both ways. You keep your function, and for the knee, it would be walking and bending and climbing stairs. But you also build up the muscles, and many people don't understand how important it is to build the muscle strength to support the arthritis, and it will actually make you take less medication. And the problem with exercise is, of course, it hurts if you have arthritis. So the natural tendency is to say, oh, that hurts, I'm not going to do it anymore, and he's crazy, I can't do this. But what you do is look at the list of exercises. You do one, and then you do two at a time, and you do them in the morning and at night. We suggest you actually do them while you're letting the hot shower run on the knee, if it's severe, or wrap it in a hot towel or wet heating pad. And while the heat is on it or right afterwards when it's more flexible and limber, do one or two of each exercise just for the knee in the morning and repeat it at night. And it sounds like a little bit of trouble, but people get very good. It takes a couple minutes. And if you combine it with a shower, it takes a total of maybe 5 minutes. And then you do two, then three, then four, then five. And you work up gradually over a few weeks. You'll be able to do 20 or 30 repetitions twice a day. You can then start adding a pound or two ankle weight. Mm-hmm. And then that builds up the strength of the muscles even more. For the knee, the main muscles to build up are the quadriceps, the muscles in the front of the thigh, mm-hmm. and the hamstrings, the muscles in the back of the thigh. And after a few weeks, you'll begin to notice a difference in the pain and stiffness, the flexibility, and you'll be able to do a lot more activity with your knees.
Okay.
Well, it seems sometimes, Harris, that when you do exercise, it seems almost like there's an increase or enhances lubrication inside the joint. Is there some relationship with synovial fluid circulation and exercise?
Probably the benefits include basically you're giving the joint more support, as if you're building a system around it to make it stronger. But yes, there is some research evidence that the actual walking and exercising of the knee somehow helps the joint fluid get into the cartilage and nourish it better. And it's not that well understood, but there is definitely some component of that. Now, we don't know for sure when you do the exercises how much in each person is important, but what we do know, the bottom line is it's all important, and the exercises do help both. For the knee, less important would be walking and saying, oh, it's really killing me, but I'm going to help myself by enduring the pain. That's not so important. Much more important is muscle building. So if you do those exercises, you can do those at home. You can do most of these exercises sitting in a chair while you're reading or watching TV, which puts zero effort on the knees itself. Or you can use an exercise bike. If you really want a high-level workout, you can do spinning. You can do a bike outside. And that puts not very much force on the knees. Now, doing squats and deep knee bends is actually a no-no, because that puts three or four times your body weight on the knees, and we don't really want to do that. So keep in mind that the idea is to make the muscles get stronger without putting excess force on the cartilage in the knees. And that's what's going to make osteoarthritis in the knees better.
Right.
Swimming is the perfect, because it does both. But you can't swim every day, especially today. And so we suggest the bike, or just do the hot water and exercise at home.
What kind of exercise have you tried before that you had a problem with, Janice?
Well, there's one other side, a note here, on overweight. And so that seems to put more pressure on my knees, and I'm trying to work on that now as well. Try to lose a little bit of weight, and hopefully that'll take some pressure off the knee joint.
And as we talked earlier, weight loss of even 10 pounds can, within a few weeks, make the pain in the knees and the hips and the back improve tremendously. And if you do it in a way that reduces the quality of the foods that create inflammation and pain, and increases the number of foods that lower pain and inflammation, generally we find after about 3 weeks, knee pain gets a lot better, and people are able to do many more activities that they thought they would never do again.
Wow.
So I was going to say, make sure you listen to the end of the show, because we'll go over some of those foods.
Oh, great, great. Okay, we'll do. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, Janice.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. On the line is Sandra from Tampa. Sandra, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Thank you very much. I have a question for Dr. McElwain.
Okay.
I have osteoarthritis in, well, several places, but I would like to focus on just one, and that is the neck. I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis in my neck approximately 18, 20 years ago. I do not take any medication. I do not have any pain. I do exercises twice a week with weights, muscle stretching exercises, isometric exercises for my neck, along with the treadmill. Recently, in a conversation I had with a friend, it was brought to my attention that there is a possibility, because of the neck arthritis, of paralysis someday. My first question is, what is the probability of this happening? And what exercises, if any, should I not do in order not to exacerbate the arthritic condition in my neck?
Do you presently have any numbness or tingling in an extremity?
No. I mean, I pretty much do what I want. I don't seem to have any problems. I have four grandchildren, which so far I can keep up with. But, I mean, when I hear something like that, I'm concerned,
sure.
And I would like to know, I would like to get his opinion on that. That's why I'm calling.
Okay, Harris.
First, you're to be congratulated for how you've managed your arthritis, which is A+, absolutely A+ over the years. And you're a living example of having osteoarthritis, doing the exercises, keeping the muscles strong, and as you say, you're pain-free and really not limited. I think the chances of a paralysis are extremely small. The way it would happen is that with osteoarthritis in the neck, you're talking about cartilage breaking down and becoming less efficient, and that cartilage makes up the disc that cushion the bones. If the disc rupture, they can cause pressure on nerves. There are other ways the arthritis can form spurs and other things that would cause pressure on nerves as they come out from the brain and the spinal cord, and indirectly then that could cause some limitation. But as Steve said, early on, first you get numbness, tingling, maybe some weakness, but there's some pretty good warning signs unless you totally ignore them, and it would actually make it harder to do many activities. With the neck also, as the arthritis becomes worse, usually you get more stiffness and you can't move as well. And one of the earliest places people notice it is when they drive a car. They look behind them and they can't look behind them very well anymore. So they use more of their side mirrors. Mm-hmm. So if you really have good flexibility and can take care of four grandchildren, you're probably doing pretty well.
Well, so let's put it this way, so far.
If you want to be much more sure, and you haven't had an X-ray lately, talk with your doctor, get some X-rays of the neck, and if it shows that it's really pretty mild changes, then I wouldn't worry about it. If it shows severe changes and your doctor feels it would be useful, you could do an MRI, and it would show if there's any evidence of actual pressure on nerves that could lead to things down the road. Although, from the symptoms and the signs you're having, there's really not any great evidence so far that you're going to have to deal with that.
Well, are there any exercises I should not be doing?
Well, that would depend on what the X-rays show. So I would say I'd continue what you've been doing since it seems to work. And then if you want to get some more specific information about exercises, talk with your doctor. They'll decide if you need to do some X-rays. And then you can maybe talk to a physical therapist or a trainer and personalize your exercise program.
Well, I remember when I was first diagnosed, I was mentioned to me the fifth and seventh vertebrae, is it?
Uh-huh.
That's what the doctor told me back then, that he saw it in the fifth and seventh vertebrae.
Those are at the base of the neck, and that's the most common area for osteoarthritis to be involved in humans, probably because the way we stand and turn our heads and the way we use them all our lives, but it happens to be the most common area. Mm-hmm. If you've ever had an injury in a motor vehicle accident, that's also a really common place to get it. So that would fit very well with osteoarthritis being the basic problem.
Mm-hmm. Does this also cause vision problems?
It would not really be good to say, oh, I have that, so I'm not going to worry about vision problems. If you have vision problems, you ought to see your ophthalmologist and you ought to talk with your doctor because you would want to be sure there isn't a second unrelated cause.
Oh, I see. So I'm getting the impression from you that osteoarthritis in the neck will not cause vision problems of and by itself.
Well, it could, but it's not common enough that we'd say, oh, okay, don't worry about the vision problems. You have osteoarthritis in the neck. That would not be true.
Okay. All right. Would you like to tell me what foods are good, or do you want to wait till the end?
All right. We can go ahead and get started on that. Okay. Harris, let's talk about the stuff to avoid first.
In general terms, without just starting naming off foods, mm-hmm, the way to think about it is, and it's actually been known for a long time, and you go back to folk medicine, the folk medicine from 100 or 200 years ago will say, look, if you eat this, your arthritis will get worse. And a lot of there was truth to a lot of that. The foods that generally will aggravate inflammation are those that are animal proteins. So red meats for many people make a difference. And in our pain-free diet, that's one of the things that people who have a lot of inflammation pretty quickly notice within a couple weeks, is they decrease the amount of red meat in the diet. It's animal protein, and the way it happens in the body is that your body takes these proteins, mm-hmm, and it encourages the body to create the chemicals that cause pain and inflammation. So if you take that away, your body will be creating less pain and inflammation, especially if you substitute it with protein of just as high quality that doesn't happen to have that characteristic.
You mean like fish?
Like fish, plant-based protein, fish, turkey and chicken are okay. But the main thing is that the red meat and the protein involved in that happens to do in human bodies things that increase inflammation.
What about dairy products, milk from cows?
Some. We don't think it's as strong,
okay,
but
I'm a big milk drinker. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I think the main thing to do is if you remove the red meat in the diet, mm-hmm, and see how that does.
Okay.
You can get all this in a very organized way in the book called the Pain-Free Diet.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at Amazon, it's easy on that. And it has many, many specific examples. But mm-hmm, the next big group of foods, mm-hmm, that we all have some intake of are foods that are cooked at high temperature. And the reason is that tends to break down proteins and fats into, again, more compounds that trigger off the chemicals that cause pain and inflammation. So, unfortunately, junk foods are really high in that. Fried foods are high in that. And it sounds like it's a miserable diet, but it's totally not a miserable diet. And the people who do it lose a lot of weight, but they also lose a lot of pain and inflammation. And within a few weeks, they feel so much better. Their pain and stiffness gets better. Mm-hmm. They never go back.
How about simple sugars?
Sugars tend to aggravate it too. The complex carbohydrates are better. Another group of foods to avoid would be those that have a high on the glycemic index. And this means foods like white potatoes and white bread, mm-hmm, and foods that have high concentration of sweets. And again, the reason is it's not random. If you take in these foods, your body senses a high sugar intake and high glucose intake, mm-hmm, and so then it puts out a lot of insulin to lower it, which is a good. Mm-hmm. And then that sensation of you get up from a really big meal, mm-hmm, and an hour later you're hungry, mm-hmm, and you think to yourself, why in the world am I hungry? I just ate a big meal. Well, that's why. It's the glycemic index. And in our book, it'll give you actually a list. And white potatoes, white bread, concentrated sweets happen to be pretty high on the list. You can still have carbohydrates. Like, there are good carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. Whole wheat pasta is great.
Brown rice.
Oh, right, brown rice. Mm-hmm. Those are good. And those are low on the glycemic, mm-hmm, index. Foods like beans and rice, mm-hmm, are great protein, very high-quality protein, but they don't have any of those the characteristics that we've just been talking about. So you go from high quality protein, lower inflammation, lower pain, you lose 2 to 5 pounds a week for a few weeks, and suddenly things look different than they did for a lot of years. And this is a common result when people get a little bit more aware of what they're eating. Of course, sodas that are concentrated sweets tend to aggravate that too.
All right, we need to take a quick break here and be right back with more. Sandra, you're welcome to stay on if you like. We'll talk more about diet and arthritis as well as other aspects of arthritis, making it more livable. Be right back with more on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt with the perfect gift idea for conservatives in your life or for the liberals who are having second thoughts. It's Town Hall Magazine. It's also a gift for you because right now you can give a subscription to Town Hall Magazine and get a subscription or a renewal for yourself for free. It's a two-for-one offer, but it's only good until January 4. It's the most important gift you can give. Fresh conservative reporting for the upcoming election year. For this limited time, two-for-one Town Hall Magazine offer, log on to townhallmagazine.com. That's townhallmagazine.com.
This radio healthcare program is brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 5th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, March 27, 2010, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida 33679-2702. Thank you. Your host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is ophthalmologist and eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen L. Maskin. Dr. Maskin is the medical director of the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, the proud sponsor of today's show. At the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, Dr. Maskin specializes in solving difficult dry eye and cornea disorders with patients traveling from over 35 states and 5 continents for his evaluation. Dr. Maskin manages these dry eye disorders using innovative medical and surgical therapies, including the use of placenta-derived amniotic membrane, a new patent-pending natural eye lubricant to provide relief for dry eye sufferers, an exciting new procedure to unblock obstructed tear glands, and a topical cure for eye surface cancer. Dr. Maskin has been successfully managing difficult dry eye cases for over 20 years and is board-certified, fellowship-trained, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and American Academy of Ophthalmology. He's been selected a best doctor in America every year from 2000 through 2009 and as an America's top ophthalmologist by Consumers Research Council of America. We hope the Focus on Females education programs, including this show, will help you and your family find the health care that works for you. Focus on Females believes in saving lives and protecting families. And please, visit drmaskin.com, and if you have not found relief for your painful red dry eyes, come in to see Dr. Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where comfortable eyes lead to restored lives.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
Welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Today we are tackling osteoarthritis with guest expert Dr. Harris McElwain from the Tampa Medical Group. On the line is Sandra, who asked about her cervical arthritis, and we've started talking about foods that are helpful to reducing inflammation and perhaps improving one's arthritis. We already talked about things to avoid, such as animal protein, foods that are cooked at high temperatures, as well as simple sugars and sweets. Good things Harris mentioned is fish, beans, rice, and Harris, you said chicken and turkey are okay. Vegetables, generally speaking, are good, vegetables and fruits?
Yes, vegetables and fruits are good because they have high fiber. And in addition to high protein, we want to have high fiber. This diet is very filling, so most people don't even require an appetite suppressant because the protein is high, the fiber is high, and those are the things that determine appetite.
So the fiber can pick up some inflammatory toxins and that can aggravate the arthritis and kind of carry them through your system.
It can.
Decreasing absorption.
It can.
How about ginger?
Ginger is one of the supplements that is actually anti-inflammatory. And so we don't know exactly how much ginger suggests, but some experts suggest the equivalent of about a teaspoon of ginger a day can have an anti-inflammatory effect. And that's one of a number of different supplements that you can use. The bromelain, which is actually found in pineapples, is an anti-inflammatory supplement, and you can buy that in the health food store as well. The omega-3 supplements like flaxseed oil, the omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oil or vegetable sources of those are also anti-inflammatory, mm-hmm. and there's a number of others. So if you do a little bit of research or a look in the specifics in the pain-free diet, you may find some ways to lower inflammation that are not medication.
That the pain-free diet is a book that Dr. McElwain has authored, available on Amazon. Sandra, would you do you have any follow-up questions?
I have no question. I'd just like to make a comment. It would be great if the medical community were to find a way to reverse this disease. Is this being contemplated at all?
It's interesting. Over the years, it's thought that osteoarthritis, for instance, in the knees and the neck, is just wearing away. The bone rubs on the bone, nothing you can do. And the latest research has shown that actually there is a lot of inflammation there. And the newest things we're using on clinical trial and right now in the knees osteoarthritis are some injectable medications that actually decrease the pain by decreasing the chemicals that cause pain in the body. So now it's again the very latest is looking at inflammation causing pain even in osteoarthritis, which has always been thought to be bone on bone. Along with that, if you're overweight and you lose 10 pounds and the pain gets better from arthritis, it's always been said, well, you took 10-pound weight off your knees. And that, you know, maybe fit, but it didn't really fit that well for most arthritis specialists. And now we are seeing, well, maybe there really is a difference that 10 pounds or 20 pounds you lose lowers the amount of inflammation in the body, and that lowers the pain. And then separately from that, as you lose the weight, that may be some benefit too. We think this is a natural way to do a combination. You use food that lowers pain and inflammation. The same food lowers the weight. It allows you to do more exercise. If you do more exercise, the joints get more support. You start getting around a lot better, and then the vicious cycle starts in a good direction.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, Dr. McElwain, I want to thank you very much. I appreciate this program. And Dr. Maskin, I want to tell you the same thing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you both
thank
very
you.
Much.
Now, Sandra, don't forget to sign up on our registration page for the big symposium in March.
I certainly will, and
great.
I'll keep listening.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Harris, let's talk a little bit about stress and arthritis. Is stress a component of arthritis? Can it aggravate arthritis?
It's thought that stress probably doesn't create arthritis, especially osteoarthritis. However, absolutely no question that if you suffer from arthritis and you go through a period of high stress, it's very common to have more pain and stiffness. And if you talk to patients who deal with arthritis on a day-to-day basis, the stress over the holidays is a really famous way for arthritis to flare up around Christmas, New Year, Thanksgiving, stress associated with family illnesses or deaths, stress with jobs, economic stress, all of those can make pain worse. It's very well known. Now, some patients seem to be more affected more often than others. but almost all patients will tend to feel worse. It may even be as simple as you feel stressed, you're tired because of it, so you don't do your exercise, you don't stay as flexible, and the pain gets worse. So it may be something as simple as that. But probably the hormones that create pain and the chemicals that create pain are affected by our stress levels, and that's more likely what's causing the worsening of the pain.
How about sleep? If you're not getting good quality sleep, or not enough hours, or the hours you get is not good quality, could that affect the level of inflammation in the joint?
It can. Sleep is very interesting, and it also seems like an innocent bystander for all this. However, when you think about it, if you're under stress, you probably don't sleep as well. And if you don't sleep as well, it adds to your stress. Almost everyone who has worsening of sleep pattern has worsening of pain. And likewise, as the pain gets better, you sleep better because it doesn't wake you up. And then you feel rested the next day. You feel more energy. You feel like doing your exercises. And then it's a vicious cycle in the proper direction. So you sleep well, the pain gets better. You're able to feel more refreshed and energetic. You do your exercises. In our practice, we find that if you do your exercises, you're going to get better. So everything we do is directed at allowing a person to do exercise. And if you notice, throughout this whole conversation that Steve and I have had, we almost haven't mentioned medicines yet. So the whole point of this is you can do a lot of this yourself. You can control it. You don't have to take a lot of medicines. And none of the medicines that we have available now can create any of the solutions that we've been talking about today. They may help it because they would allow you to do exercises, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. But the answer is not here. You have pain in your knees from arthritis. Take this pill, and you'll be okay. That's really not the answer to arthritis.
Right. And so what I'm sensing is then medication, if used, it can be used to help you reach a point where you don't need the medication anymore.
Oh, definitely. Most people who follow the exercises with the heat especially, they control their weight, they follow their diet, find they sleep better, the stress gets better. And then we find people, for instance, with severe rheumatoid arthritis that take a lot less medicines or even can get off medicine. We find people with osteoarthritis who take a lot less medicines or get off medicine because of that. So there's no question that the non-medication treatment of arthritis is huge and absolutely should not be ignored. Try not to just rely on medicines to control your pain and stiffness.
All right, we'll be right back with more. Once again, this is your last chance to give a call with your questions. We are at 289-1860, 289-1860, outside of Hillsborough County, toll-free, 877-969-8600. Now's the time to pick up the phone and call in with your question. We'll be right back.
This radio healthcare program is brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 5th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, March 27, 2010, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida 33679-2702. Thank you.
America's digital goddess Kim Komando here, inviting you to join me for my national radio show right here this weekend. Of course, I'll have all those great answers to your questions about everything digital. And this weekend, ideas on how you can make money and save money. Sounds like a great New Year's resolution to me. See you here this weekend, and Happy New Year! I'll work on that.
Kim Komando, Sunday afternoon at 2 on Talk Radio 860 WGUL.
Confused about dry eye? Not getting answers as to why your eyes are so red and painful and your blurry vision that gets a little better with a good blink? Now you can learn all about dry eye, the causes, treatments, and home remedies from the number one best-selling consumer book on dry eye problems, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome by Dr. Stephen Maskin. Published by Yale University Press, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome has been selected as a 2008 Best Book of the Year by the Association of American University Presses and a 2007 Best Consumer Health Book by Library Journal. Find answers for your dry eye. Go to your bookstore and pick up a copy of Reversing Dry Eye. You'll be glad you did.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. We've been discussing osteoarthritis with guest expert Dr. Harris McElwain of the Tampa Medical Group. One thing that's clear to me, Harris, is that if I have osteoarthritis, I will reach out for the pain-free arthritis book, because that sounds like it's really chock full of wonderful ideas as far as how I can alter my diet and really avoid those foods that can aggravate the arthritis, and in turn select and eat the foods that will control the arthritis. And it would be very nice for people with arthritis to be able to control their arthritis and to reduce the level of inflammation and symptoms while avoiding medications.
I think it helps organize the treatment. And for arthritis, it's been around for so many years, and there's so many myths and stories, and people tend to just randomly treat and take this and this and hope it all somehow works. But it's really not that way. The goals are to control the pain so you can get around and do what you want to do every day. The second goal is prevent long-term damage. If you do it in an organized way with using the moist heat and the exercises to keep the joints flexible and strong, you control your weight, you take care of your diet, you do take medications if you need to. There are many complementary treatments that help, including massage and acupuncture and chiropractic. And we just didn't have time to go through all those. But there are so many things you can do. If you do them in an organized way, almost everyone gets better. And then as a last resort, suppose you were unlucky and the knee arthritis is so far along that you can't get any improvement, then there's surgery available. And then, but the treatment you do before then, using this organized program, makes you recover so much faster from surgery. We find our patients literally have the difference between being able to have their knees replaced, go home, instead of to a rehab center or a nursing home.
Excellent. I want to thank my good friend, Dr. Harris McElwain, for joining me today as we tackled osteoarthritis. And next Sunday on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, guest expert will be Dr. Claudio Anicetti from Moffitt Cancer Institute as we tackle myelodysplasia, that's myelodysplasia. We'll be seeing you next Sunday on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Talk Radio 860 WGUL.
Now it's